Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Parashat Bechukotai. If you will walk in my laws, good things are going to happen. You're going to have rain in time and you get all the blessings. But if you won't, bad things will come. I might have already told you this famous story of the Rabbi of Tzanz. Rabbi of Tzanz is a famous rabbi, Holocaust survivor, all his families. Was vanished in the Holocaust, all died, left with a bunch of Hasidim, bunch of followers, and moved to a synagogue to Williamsburg, Brooklyn. The end of the story will be that he will come to Israel and he will open his group back in Netanya, open a famous hospital, and going to do great things and have extra family, 11 kids, I think. All of that was great, but it started with this wick portion. And this story is mentioned in Rabbi Zriskin's book. Rabbi Zriskin is another famous rabbi who made a great move and left his community in the Upper West Side in New York and moved in the 90s to Israel and established the community here in the mountains of Judea, the community of Efrat. And he writes this story in his book, how this wick portion changed everything he thought about life and about the connection to the land. And the story is as follows. There is a custom that on the Sabbath, when we read this week portion, when we arrive to the part of the curse, of the bad parts, of the negativity, the reader doesn't read it in a cloud, in a loud voice, in a clear voice. He reads it fast and quiet. And of course, it's because it's so negative, it's so bad. So you want to avoid it. You're not going to be focusing in it. You're just going to do it fast as possible, maybe not to get influence from all these curses. So when Rabbi Zriskin was young, and I'm talking about many, many years ago, in the 50s in New York, he goes to the synagogue of this rabbi, the rabbi from Tzanz, the Holocaust survivor, and he goes to pray at the morning of this week portion, Bechukotai, and he enters the synagogue. And when the reader reads the portion of the Torah, and he arrives to the part where the custom is to do it fast and quiet, from the very front rows where the Rebbe sits, a knock on the louder, read it louder. Everybody looks at one another, doesn't understand. There's a very famous custom. Every synagogue in the world will do it quietly and fast. So the reader ignores and he continues a bit normally. And again, in Yiddish, the Rebbe screams and say, read it loud. The prayer, he stands in front of his followers and he says as follows. He says, the custom to read it quietly and fast is because we don't want those bad things happening to us. But now after the Holocaust, all those promises happen. All the bad things, all the negative happen. We have nothing to be scared of. Now, we are waiting for the first time of the portion with all the promises. And those promises won't happen here in New York. We need to move to Israel, pack our belongings, and start new. Rabbi Zriskin, at that moment, being a young child, saw this lesson, heard these words, was so influenced, and knew that one day he will move to have the blessing here in the land of Israel. This portion is the end of the book of Leviticus. We finished all the work of the temple and all the work of the tabernacle, and now we're standing in front of going back to the story of the desert. And in this last two portions, we read those treatments and especially the stories of the Shemitah, the sabbatical year, and the Jubilee year. And all the commentaries ask, why now? From all the different rituals, right now? And we talked about it last week with the expression, Ma Shmita L'Har Sinai. Why now in the Mount Sinai, in this like pinnacle point? Why do you mention those words about a sabbatical year, about the Jubilee year? What's the connection to this moment? So I think the biggest, strongest thing we need to remember at this moment is this. This is a speech that's going to start going into the desert and walking into the land of Israel. And at this moment, the Torah wants to finish with something big and huge and massive that doesn't happen in the desert. In the next book of the Book of the Desert, and we're going to hear about the mundane life and stories and a lot of rituals of how to act against one another and how to play and how to live, it all was relevant to the desert. But the sabbatical year and the jubilee year is something that's not relevant to the desert at all. It's only going to be something that's going to happen in the land of Israel. You understand? At the moment of arrival and leaving the Exodus, the one thing we have in mind is, when will we going into the land? Rav Kook's in a very famous book, Orot, Lights, and the first segment talks about it. The land of Israel is not just an add-on to the people. We needed the territory, so we found the land of Israel. The land of Israel is the pinnacle points of everything. That's the movement where we started everything. We left Egypt to go to the land. We received the Torah to go to the land. This land, this ground, is something that is fundamentally connected to the people of Israel. Therefore, we end the book of Leviticus and we remember ourselves this. You will go back to the land. And in the land, you're going to have two different things. There are going to be the day-to-day life and rituals that are true anywhere in the world. And you should remember them, and they're important. But don't forget this. The last segment you need to have in mind on the mountain of Sinai, the thing that's going to connect you for everything, is seeing the future. Remembering that one day you're going to establish a land and you're going to come and you have a society and you have an economy. Leave the land to rest after 7 years. Keep the laws of Jubilee. Keep people safe. Bring back the land to its rightful owners. And all of that is to start with the story of the blessings are going to come in the end. And maybe that's exactly the warning that God gives us here with the blessing and the curse, or the what's going to happen when you're going to follow and what's going to happen when you won't follow. Because that's the problem in life, isn't it? We only see the bad things happening in the very end. Then we will remember, oh, why did I do what I did? God is giving us the positivity in the beginning and tell us the great things that happen in life are going to happen if you will follow. But you need always to remember the great things that are going to come in the future, think about it now. And the bad things that can come in the future, think about it now. Put the vision of your future in front of you. And even in the darkest moment, even an Holocaust survivor can come and preach to his people, great things are going to happen. Leave the back, continue forward, move to the land, and establish a place to call home. Shabbat Shalom.